You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that. Hello and welcome to the Drum Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Pam Magwaza, and today we're talking about time. So, since it's a sex podcast, how long should a sex session last? An hour? 5 minutes? Forever? A few weeks ago, we asked our followers on Instagram how long they believe a sex session actually lasts. When given the options of 40 minutes, 5.4 minutes, 20 minutes, and 2 minutes, most men guessed about 20 minutes, while more women guessed that it lasts about 2 minutes on average. The actual research time is 5.4 minutes. We spoke to popular Sandton-based gynecologist Dr. Mpumi Zanda about what could be causing this disparity in how long men and women perceive the time spent having sex is, and about how we can start focusing more on pleasure rather than time.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is always such a pleasure to be part of these conversations. I'm so excited and always very humbled by the fact that we are having more of these conversations, which means particularly women are being more open about how they want it, where they want it, and that for me is progress.
We're so happy to have you, Dr. Zanda. So what do you think of our poll results there?
I think men just overestimate themselves and women always play themselves down a lot of the times. But also the experiences of men and women, particularly when you are talking about a cultural and a societal context of South Africa, of Africa, where there is such a taboo about female sexual pleasure. And so when we start talking about time, I like not to emphasize on how long sex should last. In fact, sex for me is exactly the same as sleep, is exactly the same as food. There are times, if you're thinking about food, there are times where you need a snack, there are times where you want a buffet that lasts hours and hours, and you've got the time. So you always have to think about the context of the individual. When you and your partner, or if it is when you're alone, when you've got time, you can go to town with what you want to do during a sex or an intimacy session. So I would like people to move away from the idea of how long sex lasts for, and rather focus on the quality rather of their sexual experiences, and if they are getting what they want from it. So if it's like early morning glory, you both need to get to work, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes is perfectly okay. But when you've got time and somebody is dining and whining you, and, you know, that can take a very long time. And I think what is actually healthy is to have a mix of everything, because we don't live to be, you know, we are sexual beings, but we don't live to have sex. At the same time, sex is a very crucial part of who we are. So we need to give it its own space and time in our lives. And sometimes you actually have to schedule. If you find that couples are very busy, are too busy to have meaningful, good quality sex, then you need to schedule time. So focus on the quality, and are you getting the sexual pleasure you're looking for and the fulfillment from your sexual intimacy? If your answer is yes, then time is actually irrelevant. You can spend as much time as you want or as little time as you want, as long as there is no distress and the both parties are happy and sexually satisfied.
With words like two-minute noodle passed around to shame some men for not lasting long enough in bed, one would think the longer they last, the more chances of their female partner actually orgasming. But that isn't always the case.
So in particular for women, at least 70% of women are likely to orgasm just on clitoral stimulation. And not only clitoral stimulation, when you look at, for example, the history of what we call sexual response models, in terms of how does a person, an individual, go from, you know, the beginning to the end of a sexual cycle. Mm-hmm. There is this idea of the linear, or a straight up, I call it the microwave for the men, where I desire, I want to have sex, I'm feeling aroused. It's like a microwave, you just press and they go. Whereas for women, there are so many other aspects. That model doesn't work so well. There are so many other aspects, whether it's psychological, whether it's, you know, stressor effects, whether it is the nature of the relationship, feeling comfortable in that space, that will affect a woman's orgasm. If she is currently not feeling well physically, that will affect that. If she's preoccupied by something, whether it's something to do with work, something to do with the relationship, something to do with her child, anything that steals away a woman's attention will interfere with her orgasm as well. So foreplay is absolutely important, because it allows for the body, for the woman, time to engage from a, you know, a head level to your sexual organs, so to speak. And even more so, it's not just about clitoral stimulation. There are so many sensual and erotic places in our bodies as women, that need to be stimulated. It's almost, you have to set the mood. And this does not necessarily mean that, if it's not done, somebody cannot have an orgasm or cannot have a fulfilling, sex intercourse. The other myth that you mentioned is that idea of feeling like you absolutely have to have an orgasm. You don't mm-hmm. always have to have an orgasm. Sometimes pleasure just comes from the intimacy session, the intimacy experience, and you're perfectly okay. Where it becomes a problem, or what we would term a dysfunction, is when not orgasming is recurrent or persistent, is over at least 6 months, and it is something that is distressing for the woman, which for some reason you find a lot of women are like, well, yeah, no, you know, it was nice, it was okay. Mm-hmm. So when we do like actual assessments of what's really happening, very often we find there's a lot of things that are just interfering, psychological things, medical, you know, things, or even our own cultural and social beliefs about pleasure and orgasm. Those things, religious upbringings, those things can be inhibitory to somebody being able to let go and allowing themselves to experience an orgasm.
So, how can we start improving our sex lives and making sure that all partners involved are satisfied, prioritized, and most importantly, having fun? Dr. Zenda says it's all about giving yourself and your partner time. Now, that doesn't mean long, drawn-out, penetrative sex sessions, but it's more about taking time to be more attentive to your partner and truly exploring their body, or their bodies, whatever you're into.
I think something that is completely underestimated is the importance of self-awareness. Because when you are self-aware, you understand what you like, you understand what you don't like, you understand what makes you happy, you understand what doesn't. You cannot expect someone else to do for you what you are not willing to do for yourself. So self-awareness, it allows you to love yourself better, understand yourself better, and therefore be able to communicate to the other person how best they can love you. And then the second part of it, like I said, when it comes to particularly sexual intimacy, don't focus so much on the red roses, the, you know, the buying this and the buying that. Mm-hmm. Just the quality of the time spent. I think we downplay going inside. There's a saying that says, if we don't go within, we go without. So don't worry about the thrills of, you know, whatever it is. Focus on being present, being aware of yourself, love yourself, communicate well to your partner what you would like, and simple acts of kindness between you and your lover, just serving one another, even during sex. Like, ask yourself, baby, what do you love? What do you enjoy during sex? Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy head? I'll give you as much head as you want. You know, that doesn't cost money, right? And being conscious as well that being busy is not, it's not a, you know, a, I don't know, a social media status, you know, that I'm so busy. Take the time to look after yourself. Take the time to look after the people you say you love.
This podcast was hosted and edited by me, Pam Makwas. It is co-produced by Lesego Mkhize. Our artwork is by Nicola Smith. And special thanks to Dr. Mpumi Zanda. You can follow her on Instagram at Dr. Gaini. Remember to practice safe and consensual sex. See you soon.